first scripture reading today comes to us from the Old Testament prophet Hosea, chapter 5, starting with the 15th verse and going to chapter 6, verse 6. You may find it on 838 of the Old Testament in your pew Bibles. I, God, will return again to my place. Until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face, in their distress they will beg my favor. Come, let us return to the Lord, for it is He who has torn, and He who will heal us. He has struck down, and He will bind us up. After 2 days He will revive us, and on the third day He will rise us up, that we may live before Him. Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His appearing is as sure as the dawn. He will come to us like showers, like the spring rains that water the earth. What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Therefore I have hewn them by the prophets. I have killed them by the words of my mouth. And my judgment goes forth as the light. For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings.
Our first New Testament reading today is from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17, which can be found on page 208 of the New Testament of your pew Bible. I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because He judged me faithful and appointed me to His service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy, because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason, I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in Him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Our gospel reading today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. Found on page 78 of the New Testament portion of your pew Bible. So two of Jesus' parables. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So He told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the lost one until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.